Pay attention.
Creepy weirdo.
I would like a strong, powerful woman to protect me.
Mm-hmm. He'll fight for America.
Yep.
Poobie Square, the Playable Characters Podcast. Hey there, everybody. This is the Playable Characters Podcast.
PCP.
Hey.
PCPZ.
What's going on? Keep it peasy, every CZPZ.
For sure,
everybody.
Hi.
Hey.
Hello. Hey.
Calvin, how you doing?
Doing great, Alice. How are you doing?
I'm doing all right.
Alice is across from me and Brian is to my left.
There you go. All Calvin's right. Doing the directions this time.
Yeah. Calvin and I are across and then Brian is in the
middle. I just thought we shouldn't be calling these episodes. We should call it level. Like,
yeah.
This is level 45 or whatever it is. Starting level 100, we'll do that.
Yeah.
So
we'll do that.
We'll retroactively change it back to a level.
It's a good idea.
Oh, yeah. Happy Martin Luther King Day.
Probably.
I hope you guys celebrated appropriately.
That already passed, but all right.
Hey, never too
How
late.
Are we supposed to celebrate it, Calvin? Is there like a specific way that you would
us
to celebrate?
Play video.
No, I don't know.
Play video games all day. Starring black people? Maybe.
So play two video games.
Two video games.
Or play Street Fighter, but only play as Balrog.
Play the terrible Spawn video game, and that's it.
Oh, obviously. That game was so bad.
Does it fall on the same day as President's Day, usually?
No.
It's
President's
close.
Day is
yeah,
it's
Monday,
like close,
right? It's always like, oh, okay.
I don't know. Excuse anyway, yeah. Guys, welcome to the podcast right now. We have a great guest. We're going to dive in, and I love when we get the classics, the legends. This is from the Nintendo era.
Everybody played this game.
Everybody. Yeah. My God, every single person in the world owned this game because it was one of the first ones, I think.
Yeah.
It's true.
You may know his colleagues or his teammates, we can say, medium and fat. Today, we're talking to the skinny ice hockey player. What's up, man? How are you?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
This is amazing like, that you're here. We loved your game growing up.
Yeah,
so.
Sure.
I used to play it all the time.
I mean, it's weird to be introduced as... Just a skinny guy.
What's your name?
Oh, that's right.
It's just
sorry.
A guy because I have like a real.
Tell us your name.
I have a life, and I'm a real human being.
I'm so sorry. What is your name?
It's Matt McDonough.
Matt McDonough.
Matt's
like Matt's Vlander.
Yeah,
the
yeah.
Tennis player. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Matt's McDonough.
I mean, he's European. He has you know because hockey.
Yeah, you know.
Oh yeah, because I know in Europe they also say maths instead of math. So yeah, that's fair.
Really?
That's math. That's not where that comes from, though. It's M-A-T-S. He's saying maths.
Yeah. I'm not saying maths. Yeah.
Oh no, I knew that.
I hope that was clear.
It sounded like you didn't know that.
I feel like that would be.
It was like yo, maths. Like I knew you were saying maths.
Yeah, yeah. I feel like that would be a weird.
Yeah.
A weird name, probably maths.
Not really.
Yeah. Matt, like multiple, like two maths. Like Matt 1 and Matt 2.
Oh, yeah,
are
like
mats.
Plural mats.
Yes.
Yeah.
Can I say you've done a good job staying skinny? Like, because
yeah,
I was also
great.
Skinny when I played the game, but I'm no longer skinny.
Same here.
Yeah, I mean, there's you know, it's mostly an eating disorder, but which is that's how you know how are you going to maintain you know to maintain skinny guy throughout the entire game, year after year.
Yeah,
is that you know, chronic problem in the pixelated ice hockey community?
It's a huge problem.
Oh. Wait, is it which?
It's just it's very demanding.
Anorexia or bulimia?
A little bit of both, actually.
Oh, double dipping. Just oh my God. I didn't know if that was a common
you know,
thing. To like,
never works.
It's just it's like day to day. Just mix
that's
it up.
That seems like very hard to do because you're like, oh, I don't want to eat, but then you eat a lot and then you still like, you know, it's tough.
Yeah, much like real life. That's how bulimia works.
Wow.
So damn, wait, so I'm sorry, I just want to get a little bit more in touch about this.
Yeah.
Is there like a community of you guys who have gone together to be like, hey, you know, this is unhealthy, let's start eating again, let's be mediums, or?
You know what? The problem is that if you try, you can't be a tweener, as they say, right? You can't be between skinny and medium.
Yeah, you can't be a schmedium.
Yeah, you can't be a schmedium because you're not going to, there's no position,
there's no
role.
There's no position in hockey.
Yeah. There's no position in hockey for that. So you really have to maintain, it's really similar to, you know, gymnasts and stuff like that. You know, have to maintain that small like weights and be tiny,
right?
And
or like horse jockeys or something.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. So
you got to stay tiny.
We do talk about it.
Don't grow.
We do talk about it because we have to support each other because it's a difficult weight to maintain.
Do you get along with medium and fat? I mean, what do you call them? Sorry, I mean, I assume they. Have
well, no, we don't because we fight on the ice.
You
yeah. So we don't get along.
Also, skinnies don't fight skinnies.
Well, we can't. Well, that's the only. You only really have a shot if skinnies are fighting skinnies.
Right, yeah.
If you're fighting a medium
it's
or
a weight class
or a fat, then I mean, you really have no shot. You can run away from fat.
Right.
Medium might be able to catch you, but you know you can.
Yeah, but you can turn faster.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, wow.
Makes a lot of sense.
What, do you still play hockey now? Like, what have you been up to? Give us a quick background there.
Yeah, I still play. I play in like in an adult league.
Oh, okay.
And it's cool. So
all mixed body types now.
Yeah, all mixed body. It's very it's body positive hockey.
Okay,
that's the name of the league.
Oh, I've seen the T-shirts.
Yeah.
BPH.
Yeah. 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 So I've been doing that, and I just been doing some freelance just blogging mainly.
Oh,
yeah.
Freelance blogging.
Freelance blogging. Yeah.
What topics?
So
you
blogging.
I mean, I've been getting into just different just health.
Like
just
ice skate reviews, stuff like that. Maybe
ice skate reviews / different my favorite nut of the week. You know,
ice hockey /
nuts. Yeah, okay. Nuts and stuff.
What's
like
the nut of the week?
Right now, this week it has to be macadamia.
I was gonna say macadamia.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a strong choice.
It's a good. It's a good. Good.
It's
nut.
A good winter nut.
Yeah,
we just had Diddy Kong on last week, and he loves peanuts. Like that's like his thing.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah. I thought peanuts aren't those ones that are not true nuts.
I don't know.
Oh, peanuts are not nuts. They're beans.
I think so, something like that. I guess where there's like some nut that is not.
Is that like Pluto isn't a planet anymore?
Yeah, well, it's back to a dwarf planet.
Well, I just got a great idea from my next blog post, so thank you for that.
Oh, no problem. Yeah,
are peanuts real?
Yeah. Are peanuts fake news?
Yeah, definitely
hard-hitting
real.
Issues. So let's talk about how you got your start in ice hockey.
Can I ask one question before we do that? What's the maximum weight for what's the breakdown between the different?
Oh, well, maximum weight for a skinny is 96 pounds.
Okay. Oh, wow.
So that's hella skinny.
That's very, very.
It's like a model.
Yeah, that's why it's hard, you know?
Damn.
And yeah, we're also like gorgeous. Like
you got that
like
runway
models.
Body.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, there's a little bit. A lot of the skinny ice hockey players are also models.
Really?
As well.
Okay.
Well, your cheeks are they're real popping right now.
Yeah.
Like they're.
But you're missing a couple teeth, so I'm wondering, does that affect the model?
Look,
at all,
it's a niche market, you know, and there's people are into everything. Okay?
Yeah, that's true.
What are you modeling? What like with when you have missing teeth? Like what kind of products do you get to model?
Tobacco, spit, like things like that, like the. Whatever it's
how
called.
Do you model tobacco?
No, like the thing.
Like chewing tobacco.
Like
chewing
the,
tobacco.
Yeah, what's it called?
Chewing tobacco.
Yeah.
Snuff. Yeah.
Skull, whatever. I don't know.
Yeah, Skull's a company. You don't really. Okay.
I don't know. I'm just throwing it out there.
I've seen your ad before the movies sometimes.
Okay.
Yeah,
good.
Skull
yeah.
ads. I think I have seen that. I didn't realize that was you.
Yeah, that was me. And that's, you know, it's a good time. I'm glad that those ads are still running. So. Yeah.
Since 1988.
Yeah.
Okay. So when I played ice hockey, I would usually choose, you pick five guys, right? Or four.
Four.
It was four. I did three skinnies.
Well, five including the goalie.
You can't change that.
You can't
I would usually pick three skinnies and a fat. That was my lineup a lot of times because be nice and quick.
Right.
With the skinnies, pass them around, and then have the fat guy just kind of lingering around.
The enforcer. Yeah,
yeah the, mm-hmm. exactly.
Is the so. Goalie, what weight is the goalie?
The goalie is probably, it looks more like a medium, you know?
Yeah.
We never really talk to the goalies too much.
I got a bantam weight sense, personally, but I wasn't sure.
You have a what?
Bantam weight is what I felt.
Bantam weight. Oh, that's like a fighting.
It's like a boxing.
Yeah. A boxing thing. Okay. Yeah. We're not really. It's hockey.
It's a lot of segregation in the hockey world. Like the goalies don't talk to you guys. The different weight classes don't talk to each other.
They're a different breed of human being. You know, you have to be kind of a maniac to put on a Jason mask and let people take shots at you.
I think it became a Jason mask later. I think it was originally a hockey mask. Right?
Well, originally there was no mask at all, so you had to be an absolute psychopath, right?
That's true.
So, yeah. I mean, we had to convince them to put on a mask because they were losing eyeballs. One of my buddies, his eyeball fell all right onto the ice, and I saw it, and I'm like, hey, man, there's options to prevent things like this. So I'm glad they finally, you know, Nintendo finally enforced that.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, Nintendo makes all
Nintendo.
The
regulations.
Nintendo changed the game
that's
of hockey.
That's good.
Yeah, that's really nice of them.
That's amazing.
So we didn't hear about your start. I mean,
yeah.
I'm sure you know you. What did you do? How did you end up being like a skinny guy?
Oh, how did I end up being skinny? Well, I mean, I was always pretty good at being thin for my entire life, and that was it showed a lot of promise. I enjoyed the snow. I enjoyed just being around cold things.
Yeah.
And you know,
it's not a lot of snow in hockey. You probably ice more.
Ice, but you know, you got to start somewhere.
Right. Yes.
Of course.
You can't just. You got to walk. You got to crawl before you can walk. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. It's yes, rare that skinny people, you know, like most of them, don't like being cold. They're cold all the time, like chihuahuas. But it's good that you guys embraced it.
I'm freezing right now.
Calvin's always chilly.
I'd be chilling, but I'm also chilly.
I got a little more meat on me. I'm usually okay.
Yeah, but when I don't know. It was a gift. I don't know. I can't exactly explain it. But I got into hockey. I wasn't necessarily the best on the ice, but yes, I was. I was elusive.
You're fast.
I was fast. Yeah. You know, and you know, mediums and fats. They they had just a tough time keeping up. Yeah. So. You know, there were scouts from Super Famicom, Super. Mm-hmm. So they were from Japan, obviously.
Right.
They were like, hey, you know what? I think you might. We have a game coming up, and I think you might work out perfectly for this. And then it worked out, and then I got sent over to America for ice hockey, and here I am now.
Your history has been made. Yeah, I mean,
did you ever consider going to the NHL or something, like do like a pro career?
I don't have 96 pounds to make it in the NHL.
The bar is a little higher.
We don't see a lot of skinnies in the NHL, right?
Yeah, and it's that's really the real shame, you know. And I'm on this podcast to kind of help change that. You know, to kind of change the culture.
Use our platform. Go for it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And so they should be a bit more welcoming of skinnies out there in the NHL and in world hockey overall.
Yeah. A lot of mediums, I guess. Not so many fats, but definitely hardly any skinnies, it seems like. A lot of mediums in regular hockey.
A lot of mediums. They're slightly husky. They're very tall.
There's some fats. Some.
Husky or Zaftigs. I don't know.
Zaftigs.
You introduced us on this podcast.
Oh, that's right.
Zaftigs.
Yeah.
Yes.
Is that like a slur? What is that?
It's like a more of like a German term for like Rubenesque. You know.
I'm still lost.
It's like Ruben, like fat, but like attractively fat.
Ruben, like from.
Like not like Ruben Studdard. Not Ruben
Studdard. Oh, I just literally thought you meant Ruben Studdard from American Idol.
Like, no, Ruben asked this before. Well, it's like a Ruben sandwich.
Right.
Like
he's got his own adjective. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Rubenesque. All right. Interesting. So so you're still playing now. That's good.
Yeah.
Right? What's your weight now? I mean, 96 is a high. What are you at right now?
I'm at 99, and this is the heaviest I've ever been.
Okay, really? Are you trying to break triple digits, or what are you?
I mean, I don't know what... I don't know how people are going to treat me if I do hit the triple digits. Yeah. It's I'm incredibly self-conscious and about maintaining my weight. And yes, it has been nearly 30 years.
Right.
It's like a pound every 10 years that you're gaining.
Yeah. Which is brutal. And I wish I wasn't getting so fat so quickly.
No, you look great.
Okay,
listen,
thank
you're
you.
Fine.
No,
it's just, you know, it's just hard sometimes.
Matt, your body's beautiful, okay?
Thank you.
I want you to feel that.
Thank you.
Are you staying close to 96 in case you need to get back into hockey, like professionally?
Sure. Yes. Because you never know when the reboot is coming.
I was going to say, that's one of the most popular games that was never rebooted, like specifically the tons of hockey games, obviously, but never ice hockey in particular.
Well, I think it's a little bit, the PC culture nowadays. Mm. You know, as soon as you pick fats, you know, you're going to get somebody at your door saying, hey, no, you can't say that anymore. And the culture nowadays is just, it's too soft, you know?
Yeah, it is soft.
Yeah.
Would you want to do the reboot with, like, if they said we got to do the reboot, but we got to change your name, would you not be skinny, medium, fats? Would you be okay with, like, doing something different?
Like, no, but it's like the N-word. Like, skinny people can call themselves skinny. And mediums can call themselves mediums, and fats can call themselves fats.
I feel like mediums, you know.
Because you my skinny son.
Exactly.
Yeah, okay.
This is great. Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
What do you prefer to be called? Since we can't call you, you know, the S-word, what is your preference?
Calvin.
I've said it 10 times. I feel bad so far.
I didn't know it was a slur also.
No,
I used to be skinny. Does that, did my grandfathered in from like when I was 98
pounds? We all used to be skinny.
Yeah.
We all used to weigh 8 pounds.
even I did.
Okay.
No, I came out 10'6".
Wait,
enormous.
Did you really?
I was enormous.
Yeah, he's always
been. Oh, yeah.
I was always been a fats. I was an early fats. Then had some skinnies, then mostly fats.
I mean, in this context, I'm okay with it, and you can call me as skinny as much as you want.
Right, or
I mean, Matt's cool.
Have you seen how the fats, I guess, quote unquote, work out or maintain their size? Like, have you got a witness to see how they stay so big and large?
Yeah,
yeah. It's just they just eat garbage. I mean, it's just pretty consistently eating awful, awful food.
Yeah.
And for some reason, they get rewarded with an ice hockey contract, which I don't understand. But you know, you need them because you know, who's going to sit in the penalty box fighting? You know, those some of the savages on the other team.
Right.
Yeah. You need them.
Yeah. It's like in roller derby too. You have like the same thing. You have skinnies and fats and stuff like that.
You got
like,
the big
the fats like fight each other and the skinnies like go around.
You got the big gal that's ready to take some punches.
Yeah.
So tell us about the practices. I mean, how is your coach like?
Well, the majority of the practice is it's not. Look, in the NHL, you have you have rules. Right, you have like you know,
icing, offsides.
Yeah. You have no
checking, or
no two line passes,
high sticking, yeah,
high stick, all these things. But these things in ice hockey, dude, that's
anything goes.
So it's very. I mean, the coach honestly doesn't even need to be there. He does not contribute much. It's not really much about strategy.
Yeah.
It's really the focus of any training is just to get the puck, hit it towards the goalie as much as possible, mostly because the goalies are exceptionally good in the game, and you really cannot get a puck past
hard.
Them.
No, it's very hard.
It's very, very complicated. Yeah. So there's no amount of strategy will be useful enough to help you actually score any goals in the game.
Yeah.
So the majority is just shooting at the goalie incessantly, and getting into skirmishes and scuffles with some of your opponents, and then getting and figuring out the best practices on how to get out of a big scrum with the entire team, which is it's basically like a cartoon tornado,
right?
When you get into a big fight and
is that fun? Is that fun though? Kind of sometimes.
You know what I gotta say? It's the only time I feel alive.
Yeah, it's good.
Kind of. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's really all any other training.
Who decides when to switch between like a skinny or a fat or meat? I mean, the player decides, I guess, a little bit. But does a coach like say, hey,
we need you get out of here. To
hey, we need a skinny in, or like, hey, we need a fat.
Oh,
well, I mean, you mean like if the coach is going to ask you to gain weight or lose weight to change?
Yeah, has that ever happened? Have you ever somebody's moved up or down? Like a medium's like, you know what, I'm still growing or, you know. I'm gaining like sympathy weight because my wife is pregnant. I'm gonna move up to heavy or something like that.
True story.
Yeah.
I mean, I've seen it. It's a I gotta say it's a tough, tough transition. You know,
what's the limit of the fats? Like, what do they start at? What's their weight?
Oh, what's like the bottom weight for them? I mean, look, it's really difficult for me to judge because I would never ask. You can't ask a fat's his weight.
Oh, it's like asking a woman her weight.
Oh right? It is. Okay. You'll never hear the end of it. Okay, right, okay. You in 2018? They do that. They do one of those.
That's
things.
What their voices that's sound. What like.
They get very, very offended.
Okay.
I'm gonna assume. Yeah. It's somewhere between 300 pounds and one ton. I can't tell.
That's heavy on the ice.
Yeah, wow. It's heavy on the ice.
So there's a big range for the mediums too. If you think about it, between about one and
between 300 and 96, yeah. I guess.
It's gonna
like quite a range.
Yeah. Okay. Can we talk about Blades of Steel? Is that a sore subject for you?
Sure. Yeah, I guess if you want.
How do you feel about the Blades of Steel?
I mean, if you want to talk about, the game I was cut from.
Oh.
But
we do now. Tell us what happened there.
I mean, it was just
too skinny.
Too skinny.
Too pixelated.
Which is effectively racism. I don't know what else.
A little bit.
Based on what I look like?
Yeah.
Yes.
Because you can't even tell what you look like, so really.
Yeah. You know?
You can still skate. That's all, you know?
Yeah. I can skate. I have somewhere between 14 and 28 pixels comprised of my body.
Right.
And I feel like that's
enough.
That's enough. You know, that's a good resume.
Yeah.
But no, I didn't have what it took.
Is that what your resume is? Just a picture of you and your and like pixels on a paper.
But a description of how many pixels I am
oh,
as okay. well.
Oh, yeah. You say like this many pixels.
Exactly. Yeah.
Pretty recognizable.
Freelance blogging, like that. Okay.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure when Bowser applies for a job, he just puts his face like this is Bowser. You know what he's doing. You know what he brings to the table. You know,
fire and angry eyebrows.
Yeah. You know what Mets brings to the table, I think. You know?
You guys ever interact with other athletes like, like the football guys or the...
Or like NBA Jam people.
Wow.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Like I'm good friends with the Tecmo Bowl guys.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Tecmo Bowl guys.
Tecmo Bowl guys. Yeah. Yeah. We have, in the... There's a yearly conference and we hang out and we sort of catch up and talk about how good things were back then. And,
right. Those guys are all sort of like celebrities, right? Because they're like named Barry after, Sanders. They're named after real NFL players.
Yeah. So that's it. You know, I walk through the conferences a little bit more anonymously than some of the other guys, but you know, we still shared, you know, great times.
That's good.
It was the '80s, you know, cocaine.
Right. Yeah, cocaine. Did you have groupies? Are they like into like skinny groupies?
I'm sure there's got to be.
Oh, of course. Yeah. You know, I mean, you can be a thin guy and a thin, like, you know, ice hockey player and get, you know, I guess, you know, bitches, I guess. Right. I mean, whatever. I don't know about you. I'm trying to look, you guys are very cool and diverse.
Have you settled down now? Are you still like single? Have you settled down or?
No. I'm still like, I still coast on the little bit of fame I had in the 80s.
Right.
And it, you know, that's fine. You know,
and the modeling also.
Modeling helps a little bit. But even, you know, just like, you know, those TV actors from the 80s that do like, you know, autograph signings, and there's like 14 people still there to see. I still have, you know, 14 people that are still excited to see me.
Yeah,
so that's
like sporting
and
we were very excited. Comic Cons, yeah, things like that.
Exactly. Okay. So those are that's my bread and butter.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, I mean, it was a great game. I mean, I used to love playing. Again, three skinnies. That was my thing.
Good. You know what? And not many people did that. And I'm, you know, I applaud you for making that choice and bringing more awareness and by picking a majority skinny team.
I would lose most of the time, but I would still try three skinnies, I think.
I feel like if you take a bunch of heavies, it's just, you're just going to fight a lot.
And you're just too slow. They'll run circles around you, which is my strategy. Hopefully people would pick more fats or meaties. I can go faster and try to outskate them, I guess, and score. But as you said, it's very hard to score in your game.
Yeah, it's a tough one.
Yeah. What else do you want to tell us? What else? What are you planning on working on? Or what's the future hold for Matt's McDonough?
Well, I mean, I think the future is really just trying to get people aware that, like you mentioned before, about how, you know, we need to be able to get skinnies into these newer games in the Xbox and in PlayStation and like in the EA Sports NHL franchise. There's very very limited opportunities for skinnies nowadays. Yeah. And skinnies can be athletes and good athletes as well.
Clearly, yeah.
You know, there's a history and a proven track record of you know, quality skinnies out there. You know, like the NBA had, you know, Muggsy Bogues, and he was a very, I mean, he wasn't very skinny, but he was
more of a shorty.
He was a shorty than a skinny.
Manute Bol
was not, he was very gigantic.
But he was a skinny.
But very skinny. Yeah.
Skinniest. Yeah.
So, you know,
marathons. Tons of skinnies.
Tons of skinnies, yeah. That's,
that's not a sport, though.
Okay. How dare you?
Oh, I dared.
Oh, you did.
Now, this is Ob's specialty. What could he do to, you know, to raise awareness for the skinnies, do you think? And then his group of
I think if, you know, you're already in the body positivity league, why not a celebrity body positivity league, right? You have the Biggest Loser people playing hockey with you.
Oh,
you know,
you
have, okay.
You know, you have people recovering from eating disorders, a lot of actresses maybe who grew up in Canada, they know how to skate, they can play with you guys.
Okay. No, this is good. This is, I took too many hits to the head from getting body checked, and I don't really have that marketing brain that you have, Mr. Patel.
Yeah. So.
Actually, that's a good question to ask. What is the CTE, like, over under on that in the league?
It's mostly 100%. Everyone. It's mostly over.
I would say.
Mostly, everyone's brain is over with. There's no. It's just, there was a lot of fighting. The game was mostly fighting.
That's why I'm concerned.
You know, it should have been called Mike Tyson's Punch-Out. I don't know why. It was a very violent video game.
Yeah.
So, yeah, obviously, you know, that's going to lend itself to lots of brain injuries. And you know, but we do our best.
Is there like
Do you have a bad, okay. What's the insurance policy then?
Wait, is there an insurance policy?
Like, does Nintendo provide you?
You know,
like,
doesn't Nintendo provide you with insurance, like, you know, for injuries and stuff like that?
No, we're all freelance hockey players.
Oh, so you've been freelance also with the hockey playing?
Yeah, that's.
Do they pay you per game or per goal, or how do they pay you?
Per game, but there's incentives, there's bonus incentives for
fighting
goals.
How does that work?
Fighting, okay. Yeah. If you knock your opponent out, If you do score a goal.
What's your record in all the fights you've had?
And all the fights I've had, I've tried to avoid most of the right. ones that, you know, once there's a little bit of a confrontation, I really try to just talk it out. Okay. Because I know I don't have a real chance in winning.
Does that work sometimes?
You know what? It never has. And, but it's not going to make me give up on it, because I really do believe in it.
Right.
I am 1 in 2043.
Wow.
So it's been rough.
Who was that one? That was another skinny, I guess.
Oh my goodness. It was, I like to call it the greatest day of my life. because yes. All right. So it was 2-2. Third period, okay. And we're just really battling, and right. no, we cannot get, we just nobody can break this deadlock, right? And we're pushing each other, checking each other, everything pixel to pixel, right? You know, right. it's a really really tough fight, and then we got into a big old scrum, and I was getting demolished. I was really just, I'm like, I'm actually may not live to see another day. Oh. Yeah, I was very very scared, but. I got punched in the face, and as I was falling down, my leg kicked up. So I mean, I got hit so hard, knocked me off my feet.
Right.
But in I got like a punch, and then I spun around, my leg flew around, and my blade.
Holy shit.
My blade cut the other guy's throat.
Oh, he died.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. I won.
That was the greatest.
And I won.
Hey. How are you still allowed to play? You murdered someone.
Freelance.
Yeah, freelance. And also, the rules are very different
in
Nintendo.
So murder Nintendo. Can just happen?
It's just, I mean, it happens in every game. I mean, there's a lot of murders.
There's a lot of, like, people get slit with the...
In ice hockey?
Just, I mean, it's yeah,
in that game, not in the NHL.
But it's happened in real life. Yeah.
Yeah.
Where the blade can, it's a knife on your foot.
That's right.
Yeah. I mean, it's not unheard of.
Oh, I'm not saying it's not unheard of. I'm saying it's more unheard of that you would murder someone and they would keep you.
No,
in the
he didn't
slot.
Murder him.
I did not.
That's manslaughter.
Please do not. Please do not put such a disturbing label on what I did.
No.
I mean, I won a hockey fight. That's all that happened.
Did you end up winning the game? Did you get a penalty for killing him?
Well, I was put in the penalty box for 2 minutes.
2 minutes.
A 2 minute minor. It was it was understood that was like not even that big a deal.
Right. Shit happens.
No cops in this world?
No.
Cops. There's barely a Zamboni machine.
I feel like, is this guy a cop?
Oh, wait, you know, he might be a cop. You wearing a wire?
So
I'm concerned.
So
that's
I won that fight, and it was great. And then we won the game. Yeah, I came back in after the 2 minute minor, and
I scored
the winning goal.
That is the greatest.
Now I can see why it's the greatest moment. Maybe if you kill someone, not the greatest, but on top of that, this made it all better.
The goal just erased anything that happened before it.
Yeah. Did you clean the blood off of your blade, or were you just skating around with like red lines?
No, you keep it on there to intimidate.
Yeah. Yeah. I left a trail behind where I was going.
That's good.
Sure. Yeah.
It's a good.
Has anyone ever like tried to slice you? Or I mean, is it you just have to watch out? Is it just part of the thing that you got to watch out for blades?
Let somebody try and slice me, son. That's what I said. Let somebody try.
Damn right, skinny.
That probably got you some street cred. Like, yo, this is a guy just straight up. Cut a dude's head off.
Yeah, that's why I still have a
his
career.
His whole head came off?
Wait, no, I thought you just sliced his throat.
Oh, I just sliced his throat. I mean, it was like still like connected through his spine.
Right, the jugular.
Okay. Yeah, but it was.
So you didn't like full on ISIS him? Okay.
What?
No, I didn't. Oh, wow.
Are you making a pun on ice with ISIS?
Oh, oh I didn't.
That's a joke. We have a joke box. So if you know.
Okay. But it lights up. That's what I didn't expect. Yeah. That was a very exciting.
Yeah. Wow. So,
this is amazing.
What a story! I mean, that didn't happen in my game of ice hockey.
Yeah, I think they knew it was for kids, so they probably didn't. Yeah. They cut that out of the editing part.
That's in there.
Maybe it was just so little we didn't notice.
Sure, I mean, you know, it's not for everybody. That's all.
Is there retribution like after the game if you like the other team's like, hey, you killed our guy or whatever?
Yeah, of course. I mean, I had a target on my back for the next couple years. I got to be honest. But you know, I handled myself well.
And, wow. Did the fats or mediums come to your, like...
Well, that's the job of the enforcer on the team.
Yeah, I hope they can protect you. Like, don't mess with
the skinny. Know that the skinnies are the guys that, you know, they can't really protect themselves.
And you're probably the only ones who can get your feet up that high, right? The fats are probably not that flexible. They can't get their feet
not
high,
even
right?
close. Yeah. Fats, they have a lot of... not as limber as you would think. But surprisingly, goalies, incredible. Splits, they can do it all.
Yeah. Yeah,
they're very, very flexible.
Yeah.
Okay. Awesome. You want to play a quick game with us before you go? Does that sound like fun?
Oh yeah, I love games.
Let's play a quick
game. He's a hockey player.
That's right. Of course. Wed, Bed, Dead. Everybody's coming up on the Playable Characters Podcast. Wed, Bed, Dead.
Whoop-a-doo.
So we're gonna give you three choices here, Matt. You're gonna tell us who you want to wed, who you want to bed, and who you want dead. Sound good?
Okay. Cool.
These are three video game characters. Calvin's gonna help us out. This first one here. It's from Phantasy Star.
Oh,
Miayu
on the Genesis.
Yeah, very good.
You know the competition.
Are you allowed to have a Genesis or play a Genesis back then? Was that like allowed since you're a Nintendo guy?
Look, I mean, as long as Nintendo didn't find out, I think it was mostly fine. Yeah, who knows? I mean, I've heard of this Genesis, but
I hear you.
Yeah,
loud and clear.
Well, they were the first ones to license the NHL games, I think.
Oh, that's right.
Oh,
NHL hockey. Which not as good as ice hockey, but yeah. Okay, so we got Alice Landale. Is that how you say it? Or A-list?
Pretty sure, actually.
Alice sounds like a realtor.
Alice Landale, here to find you, to put you in like your dream home. Yes. From Fantasy Star. Calvin,
so she is...
Yeah. It is a she.
Yes.
So that's good.
This is not the best photo of her, but we're going to do that. She is the main character of Fantasy Star, and she's famous for being one of the first female main characters in an RPG.
Is that true?
Yep.
Well, that's kind of cool.
She's pretty cool. She's, you know, fighting against an evil emperor.
Looks like
your standard RPG fare.
Yeah. Looks like a little
Sailor Moon-ish in those photos that you're showing me.
Yeah. A little Sailor Moon vibe. She has a little magic.
Okay. What kind of magic does she have?
Oh, I could not tell you that.
Oh, okay.
I mean, good magic. Fine. You know,
good magic, the good kind. Well, actually, you know what? That's important to know.
She's got nice boots.
She's Japanese. It looks like.
Yeah.
According to this.
She's a very good swordswoman. I can tell you that.
Is that red hair? Would you say or brown hair?
Yeah.
I guess you know, but whatever. But Auburn. Alice Landale.
Yes.
Heroine of Fantasy Star. So kind of cool. So there we go. So that's
okay.
That's the first one there. Next choice, again, all random. The Blob from A Boy and His Blob as a bowling ball.
Oh.
So that's going to be really interesting to see what some of you freaks do with them holes.
Are you familiar with The Boy and the Blob? Also, your Nintendo compatriot.
I don't think I remember this one.
He was a blob that you would give jelly beans and he would turn
into trampolines, ladders, bowling
can
balls.
Can I see the cover of the...
Yes.
Sure, we can definitely show you that there.
Also, Matt, we had one at one time in our Wed, Bed, Dead. You think you were in it?
Yeah, we think a skinny hockey player.
Yeah, a skinny hockey player was in it.
Ooh,
I'm sure some of those bet you. So.
Yeah. I hope. Yeah.
Yeah.
Or Wed or Bed. Yeah.
So this is the Blob in its natural state, in its natural untransformed state.
It's literally just a bowling ball.
Okay, I feel like I've seen this cover. Yeah.
You know. So that's the second one. The third one. From
are you on the cover? You are on the cover of ice hockey, right? That is you.
It's one guy. Is that a skinny or a, it's not a fat?
I think it was a skinny.
You know what? I feel like I need to look at it again. I feel like it was it might have been a you know
I think it was a medium
maybe a medium like, on there.
I don't know.
And this is just a real just a, another example of skinnies being neglected and left out.
They thought kids wouldn't want to use a skinny guy, but like I don't see why not.
Me neither.
Mm-hmm. They're very effective. So.
No, this guy looks like a medium.
Yeah, I think he's
yeah.
a medium.
Yeah, more of a medium.
So, and the last one, the last choice here from Kirby. I think a very cool looking character, Meta Knight.
Oh.
You may have known him from Super Smash Brothers.
So he's famous for being he's Kirby's rival. He's not really evil. He's just very chivalrous.
Initially, I thought you said Mennonite.
Right. Yeah.
No. I was like, wow.
Jason and the Mennonite? Is that correct? No, Jason the Argonauts. What was it? Who's the Mennonites?
Yeah, Jason the Argonauts.
Okay,
Mennonites are the, they're Amish light.
Something. Amish light, okay. So
they have their own like communities and stuff. They're famous for
Mennonite. One of my favorite Smash Brothers characters, actually.
He has a sword.
He's got a sword. He's got a helmet. He's like.
He's got cape wings.
He's a blob too, kind of like Kirby. But he's
an enigmatic yet honorable swordsman who follows a chivalric code.
There you go.
See?
It's what I'm being told.
It's good to know. So,
okay.
By our producers.
Matt, thanks, producers. If you want to go first, who would you wed, bed, dead out of? What's her first name? Alice. Blob is a bowling ball or Meta Knight?
Alice Landale.
Alice?
Is it Alice?
That's fine.
Let's say Alice.
Wed, bed, dead.
I think I'm going to have to probably wed Miss Landale.
Okay. How come?
Because she seems like she has just a great story. Just really been through a lot, traversed different regions, mountainous ones, to sandy dunes areas.
Yes. Yes, that is true.
Yeah. And
maybe just cold regions.
Cold regions, maybe. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I've fought different kinds of monsters and things like that. So that could just lead to just a marriage with just a lot of stories.
A lot of stories.
Yes. Really connecting.
She's traveled. She's seen the world.
She's been through a lot. And I really just love and respect an independent woman like that. There you go. You know?
Yeah.
Really,
she is a feminist, like I said. One of the first.
Exactly.
And so she's probably slit a lot of monsters' throats and stuff.
And so we can bond over that. So that would be really great.
Calvin likes pillow talk, so I'm going to see what he wants to do with that one, too. It might be interesting to find out in a few minutes. But, all right, so you're going to wed Alys. Very cool.
And then I will have to bed Meta Knight.
Oh.
Because that looks like a lot of fun, you know?
Yeah.
Just role playing, you know? Mm-hmm. I know Alys wasn't a role playing game.
Yeah.
Which we can probably obviously role play in but with Meta Knight, it's just that's really the you know, just the fact that I can't really see his eyes.
That turns you on.
That's really okay. I feel like that'll
honestly get it turns me on too. I'm with you on that.
Just get really get me going. And Meta Knight is very similar to Kirby, right? Mm-hmm. So soft. Hard exterior.
Yes, mm-hmm. Soft interior.
Soft interior, literally. Yes. You know, literally. And that could be fun.
Okay.
Can I ask you a specific question about this not seeing the eyes thing?
Yeah.
Do you want to not see the whole face, or do you want a face with no eyes? That's what really turns
like
you
Skeletor?
On.
Oh,
like an eyeless face.
Well, it's sort of just. I guess you can't see his eyes, but it's like you can't see his face. You know, the eyes like glow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's
like a hockey mask. Like a goalie.
Yeah.
Like
that might be why it's turning.
That's why I think I've always wanted to bang the goalie.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's now that I think about it.
Very mysterious.
Putting those.
That makes sense.
He's kind of like a goalie, I guess, Meta Knight. Yeah. He's got the armor and the padding.
Yeah.
That's true.
That means a poor Blob. What's going to happen?
Dead. Yeah. Dead.
Yeah.
Dead in the Blob.
Just a boy and his. I mean, it was like you hear. A boy and blobs. And I'm like, I don't want any. I don't want to be near. I don't want that label attached to me in any way.
Right.
Exactly. It's just not a good look, you know. And I feel very bad for this dead boy and his blob.
Well, the boy's not dead. Just the blob. Just the blob.
Oh my god,
fine.
That is so. What a relief. I was gonna murder a young boy.
Yeah, the bloodlust is here now.
And you know, but I mean, these are the choices you gave me, and you know. Get
very,
out.
Very good.
Good choices.
Yeah. Perfect. I'm not going to murder the first RPG woman or a soft, delicious knight. I'm not going to murder either of those people.
Yeah, you'd be a villain if you murdered Aelys.
Yeah, okay. You can't do Aelys.
I'm going to go next. Okay. All right. So, Webbed Dead, Aelys, Meta Knight, and a blob.
Okay.
Obviously, somebody wants to fuck that bowling ball. Let's just be honest. Someone wants to try it. I think Olive's going to have to bed the ball. I'm not going to say, but I think he might. I don't know yet. But
gross.
I don't like. But here's the thing. You can't wed the bowling ball because sure, it's a blob and it can turn into anything. But this is specifically just the.
So
bowling
if you
ball.
Wed it, it's always
it's
a bowling
always
ball.
The bowling ball. Okay. So it's like I don't need.
But it could change weights and stuff, right? Probably, like if you're bowling with it, it could probably like, hey, I want a heavier ball for this. I got to pick up this spare. Give me a lighter one.
Like, I mean, you know. I guess, but I don't go bowling that often that I need one 24/7 around me. You know,
all right.
Even if I did go, even if I was in a league, I wouldn't really need my own ball. I don't think I would just use the one that's at the alley.
Those ones suck. Those are terrible.
They do.
This they are really
this
bad.
Would be, but this would be a softball. I don't know if it's blubbery, so I don't know if you can actually play.
No,
with
but he
it.
Gets hard because he's hard enough where he can climb in like a ladder. So
that's true. He does get hard, and that so do I thinking about it. Okay. Here's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna bed Aelys,
makes sense.
Because who doesn't want to bed a heroine, right? She's done it all.
Yeah. Beautiful, talented,
beautiful, talented. Yeah.
And you like magic, so magic.
I love good magic. That's why I wanted to wed her, just because she has cool magic. But I'm
good with a sword. You know, you can do some sword play, knife play stuff.
I wouldn't do that. I would just we just have nice, fun, normal sex.
Okay,
knife play is a thing, though.
It is a thing.
Of course, it is.
Yeah. Calvin will confirm.
So here's the thing, though. Like, I guess I'm going to have to also wed Meta Knight and maybe I can go along on his journeys with him, you know, see what's going on there.
Okay.
See how he fights Kirby. And then, yeah, unfortunately, the ball's going to have to eat it in this one. Going to kind of dead the bowling ball.
Bowling ball is dead.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Kind of want to fuck it, but I'm not going to.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-mm. So who wants to go now?
Hey, I'm curious about your opinions.
Listen.
Oh.
This is a judgment-free. Oh. Is it a judgment-free zone?
Of course.
Okay, all right. I just want to check if it's a judgment-free zone.
I'm just
going to
sip this water.
With his pinky up in the air.
Well, I'm going to marry Ailis. Okay. She's a good marriage choice because, you know, she's accomplished. She's
well-traveled,
beautiful. She's great.
She's one, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's a no-brainer to marry her because she has so many great qualities mm-hmm. about her. You know, magic, sword stuff, you know. Now the second part gets difficult, right? Because Meta Knight, right? He's basically just like Kirby, except with like armor on. Like he's kind of like a soft. So he's kind of very similar to the Blob.
He is. That's why.
Because they're both kind of blobbish. Like one is more like a cotton candy blob, and the other uh-huh. one's more like a Puyo blob, you know,
yes.
or like a gummy blob.
Sure.
So I don't know what to do here, right? Does Meta Knight can he turn into stuff?
No,
I don't think so.
No, he's just like that.
Yeah.
You got three
but he can't fly.
You got three holes in the bowling ball. Just
yeah,
point
that's
that
true.
Out. You have three
so
separate holes.
Here's the thing, right? So the blob can probably adjust the size of the holes, the texture, tightness of each of the holes, you know, on the fly. You know, so there's a lot of possibilities
Calvin's
there.
Calvin shaking his head.
And you could bowl with your dick, theoretically.
What?
Right, you could kind of like try and like get a strike with your, you know.
I guess.
Matt's face is very stony right now.
He's envisioning.
No, he's just taking in.
It's just, you know, I once slit a guy's throat and I'm disgusted by what he's saying.
So, listen, I'm going to bed the bowling ball.
Yeah!
Because of the blob's properties of changing, doing the things with the holes and stuff.
And maybe if you were one night with a couple of friends, not us, obviously, but you could have a foursome with this thing if you really wanted to.
But the holes are close together.
They're very close together. We can move them apart. It's a blob. It can adjust.
You just move the holes?
Okay. Yeah, we just push the holes apart a little bit.
Wow,
or something. Yeah.
Poor blob. But okay.
And I think I'm gonna kill Meta Knight because I'm a big fan of Kirby. I play.
Oh, okay.
I played Kirby's Avalanche. Yep. I played the Kirby game, mm-hmm. and so I'm not gonna support Meta Knight because I'm a Kirby fan.
Okay, that's actually a good reason.
Yeah.
The other one was complete bullshit, but that was a good reason.
What, the bowling ball stuff? No, the bowling ball stuff all makes sense.
It does, in a twisted way.
Listeners, please write in.
Yeah, who would you wed, Bed?
I would say a lot of listeners are with me on this one.
We'll
but
see.
We'll
see. Find out.
We'll
I am not. I'm so sorry. I'm going to have to set the blob free. The blob doesn't need to his holes.
You're gonna kill the blob.
You're marrying him then.
You're not setting him free. You're killing him.
I am setting him free.
Don't try to pretty
after,
it up.
After fucking you, he's kind of gonna do him a favor.
Yeah, I'm gonna close his holes and be like, shh. You don't have to suffer anymore.
Okay.
So blob has to go.
All right.
Yeah. No. No. No.
All right.
It came from Blobonia, not for that.
That's
not
true.
For that.
You don't know if how open Blobonians are sexually, okay? Don't make judgments about Blobonians and what they like and don't like.
I feel like I can take an educated guess and assume
America
that Blobs
is
don't
a repressed society. Blobonia is like Finland. They're very free.
So, no.
Right. So that blob died in three out of four of these.
And this is the harder one. I feel like I would marry Meta Knight.
What?
Because I think that he's really cool. He's good with a sword. He can fly. I'm late to things a lot.
Yeah,
so that is really helpful.
Yeah.
He also is good with a sword, Ailis. So.
Huh? Yeah.
She can't fly. Can she fly? Probably. With
no,
that
she
magic.
Can't fly.
She can't fly.
Okay.
She walks.
She can't fly. Yeah, she's a walker.
All right.
She's one of those. So. And plus, Meta Knight, you know, Meta Knight's a little surly, and so I feel like, you know, maybe I can, like, talk to him and, like, you know, get him to change.
You're always about changing people.
I do.
Marrying them and then, like, I'll change him. I'll get him to change.
I know. I'm a hopeless romantic like that.
Yeah.
I watched While You Were Sleeping recently, and I'm like, I can change. You know, I can just change him, and we're gonna work on this together, work on that anger issue, you know, get him and Kirby in the same room, have them talk it out.
Oh, okay.
Oh, wow.
I feel like I'm going to better Meta Knight, and he's going to better me. We're going to better each other. We're going to grow. So, right. Marry Meta Knight.
We'll see.
And I'll marry Ailis because, again.
No, you're betting Ailis.
Oh, betting Ailis. Because I think that it's going to be great pillow talk. Can you imagine?
Yeah.
I'd be like, hey, girl, like, what up? And she'd be like, what up? And then we'd, you know, have sex. And then
everything is a black sitcom with you.
But she's got the pillow talk for you. Like, she's got the stories. What are you going to tell about? Yeah, what are your open mics? You know. What are you going to tell her about? What fun stories do you have for her?
It's great that the sex is not even the best part.
he's always about
the
pillow
sex
talk.
The sex is incidental. Really, every time.
It'd be really quick. I was like, just...
Let's get it over with and let's talk. Yeah. Let's turn the lights out and talk.
Okay, let's bust this cuddling out real quick. But really, let's talk about this journey. You're with the talking cat. Let's talk about it.
Yeah.
Into it. Meow. Angie starts with the wizard man. Oh my God, we have such good pillow talk. I just love pillow talk.
Yeah, I kind of want to marry her, but I'll stick with my choices, I think. So. Yeah,
you guys are fools. I made the right choice.
Well, good luck with that. Please send pictures of your night with a bowling ball. So. Matt, any last words or anything you want to tell us?
You want to plug your blog?
Oh, sure.
Blob? I thought you were plugging your blob.
No, my blog. Okay.
I guess that's a reluctant one.
You can, it's, icehockey.com/
You own icehockey.com?
You know, in 1988, the internet barely existed. Wow. I got in early.
I feel like you could make a lot of money by just selling icehockey.com. Yeah,
that's great. One day.
I never thought of that.
Oh,
but
yeah.
Okay. It's just,
I'll see. Help yeah, it's
just, well, again, the CTE. He didn't think about it.
So I mean, you have the big old marketing brain.
Yeah,
so.
I got a lot of ideas.
The non-ice hockey brain.
So icehockey.com/blog.
/blog/ Matt's.
Oh, there's multiple blogs.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Slash peanuts.
Slash
nut of the week.
Yes. /skinny. /nut of the week. Okay. And interesting enough, that's the hyperlink. Icehockey.com does not work. You have to input.
Okay, you don't have a landing page.
No, I do not. Okay. I don't know how to operate any of that stuff.
Understand.
It's all mumbo jumbo to me. Right. So, but that is the site. Hopefully you remember it because I will not repeat it.
Yeah, okay. Definitely.
So Icehockey.com/blog/nut of the week/Mats.
Maybe. I think it's in a strange order.
Okay. Are there multiple Nut of the Week bloggers and you're just one of them? Is that how it works?
I better not find one.
Okay. who set up this blog for you?
Yeah.
You seem very...
it was just some guy. I don't know. I paid him in Bitcoin. I don't know where I don't know what. You know,
Bitcoin is worth a lot of money now. It's...
Yeah, I gave him all. I gave him all the Bitcoin I had.
How many Bitcoin did you give him?
I had six.
Six. Okay.
And then,
you know, they're worth like $20,000 each now.
So CT man,
what?
Yeah,
20,000
each Bitcoin is worth
real dollars.
Yes, about around that much.
Whoa.
Yeah.
This is a whole different podcast. We'll talk about it.
Alp will be your financial advisor from now on.
Yeah, we'll take care of that.
Thank you,
Matt. Okay. Thank you so much for coming and joining us today. And good luck the rest of your career. Yes. It's been an honor.
Yeah.
To
don't kill anyone
there.
In the body positive league. Please.
Yeah.
I'll make sure I don't.
All right, guys. Thank you so much for listening.
Bye, everybody.
We'll talk to you next week.
Bye.
Today's episode starred Christian Polanco. Check him out at Chris Polanco on Twitter. Also, his website, soccercooligans.com, where he talks all about soccer and has funny videos and everything like that. So, soccercooligans.com.
This has been a Non-Productive Media presentation. Executive producer, Frank Hablawi. This program and many others like it on the Non-Productive Network is distributed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives license. Please share it, but ask before trying to change it or sell it. For more information, visit non-productive.com.